You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Wednesday, and you know that means it's time to talk Michigan history with our partners at the Michigan History Center.
If we have to go to the White House, I'm going as myself.
You have to think about your dream and what you want to do.
What it means is open up your goddamn market the way we opened up ours.
From a country school teacher in Michigan's thumb to the woman who made thousands of other women's lives more secure thanks to life insurance, onto a political force who advised a president. That is the remarkable life of Sabina Mae West, who went by the shortened version of the name Bina. Here with us from the Michigan History Center is Rachel Clark. So, Rachel, it's the summer of 1891. Bina West is just 24 years old, and she creates something that is a true first. Tell us about it.
So she creates a life insurance company that is created by women, solely for women. So this was very different for that time. And she saw the need for it and created it.
And what was it that she saw in her work as a school teacher that put this idea in her head?
While she was teaching, she had two students whose mother died. And this created such a financial hardship on the family that it split the family up. And the children ended up leaving school and were forced to work. And this really bothered her, the fact that there were no resources available to help the family out, especially when the mother dies. If the father had died, there would have been resources available. But with the mother dying, there just wasn't anything out there. So she decided she was going to do something about it.
And she took that idea and she formed something called the WBA, the Women's Benefit Association. She founded it in 1892 in Port Huron. So what was new and different about this?
There were a couple of things. The first thing was that this provided life insurance just for women. It sort of removed men from the equation. So women were able to purchase this on their own. They could purchase their own policies, and they didn't have to have any man involved in it. They didn't have to have their father involved, their husband. It just solely was for women.
And I know Bina did this working through a ladies' auxiliary of a men's fraternal society called the Knights of the Maccabees. So kind of walk us through this, Rachel. How do these fraternal societies work and help their members?
Fraternal societies have been around forever, and the basic principle dates back to the ancient Greeks and the idea that every man is his brother's keeper. So you have these societies where if members find themselves in dire straits or in need, other members will gather together and help them out. And this was, as I said, it was a long-standing tradition, but it was for the male members of these societies. And so ladies' auxiliaries started coming up. So these auxiliaries, these women's auxiliaries or ladies' auxiliaries, were a way for Bina to kind of get out into those groups and help them out with these life insurance policies.
All right, let's talk success. How well did Bina's idea do in terms of sales and bringing in new members to the ladies of the Maccabees and money?
Amazingly well. Within a year, the number of the Michigan Ladies of the Maccabees chapters increased from 76 to 222. And in 3 years, she recruits 7,538 members. She sells $9 million in insurance policies and acquires $68,000 in assets, which is pretty good because she started with a $500 loan.
And this, we're talking like in the 1890s. So that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And the fact that she's able to do this as a woman is even more impressive.
And a woman who was a traveling salesperson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So she's traveling around. She's recruiting women. She's selling these policies, and she's doing it alone. She's not only not married at this time. She's not accompanied by any men, which is really unusual. But because she's not going out and dealing with men, she's not selling these policies to men. She's only dealing with women. So there really wasn't any reason for her to have sort of this male escort or a male companion to go with her. She's only dealing with women.
So she is selling insurance. She's out there. She's meeting people. And then through the 1920s, Bina West gets more and more involved in politics.
She very much does. In the early 10s, she actually represents the National Council for Women in Geneva, Switzerland. In 1919, she's appointed to the Women's Executive Committee for the Republican National Committee. And that's in 1919. And then in the 20s, Herbert Hoover appoints her to his Planning Committee on Child Health and Protection. So she is a staunch Republican, and she stays active in the Republican committees, and she stays very active in political life through the 20s.
But she was actually, as you break this down for us, Vina West was actually politically active before the 19th Amendment was ratified by Congress in August of 1920, and women could go vote. So
yes.
she was breaking ground all around. Well, she was doing all of this groundbreaking in business and politics. What about a personal life?
She had sort of one, but work was mostly her focus. She married a Chicago lawyer in 1929, and the 1930 census shows them living apart. She's in Port Huron living and working on her business, and he is living in Chicago doing in his legal firm. So he actually ends up dying in 1932, but her work continues, and she really focuses on that. She travels a lot. She goes to Aruba, Hawaii, Florida. She travels with her mother. Her work, though, is really her focus.
This is a woman who would fit in 2021, even mm-hmm. with the commuter marriage. When did she retire and when did she die?
After World War II, she retires. So by 1948, she decides she's going to let a younger generation solve some of the newer problems. And she wants to watch. She wants to be able to give them advice if they need it. But she realizes that the troubles post-war are something that a younger generation should take care of. So she retires in 1948, and then she dies in 1954.
So bottom line, how did Sabina Mae West Miller make her mark on women's lives in 20th century America, but particularly 20th century Michigan?
Her work really gave women a sense of security and independence that hadn't been available before. She really believed in the ability of women to be a part of the public sphere, to be part of public decisions that affected their lives and the lives of their families. So she really did give this sense of possible independence and security that just had not been there.
Rachel Clark, Michigan History Center, bringing us the life of Sabina Mae West. Thank you so much for being with us, as always.
Thank you very much.